Hey, welcome back to Feral Ball. Randy Rothstein with you this afternoon. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Top of the sixth inning, Gavin Campson, Ashton Dingman, Peyton Winter facing our right-hander Johnny Krocek. State Amateur Baseball Tournament, first weekend. Bring you some scores here in just a bit. Has the first pitch to Campson, a strike called in 0-1. Well, it's one strike. What's Gavin done today? 0 for 2, but his outs have been hard outs. A hard fly ball to center field. A rope, actually, and then bounced out hard to third base, and they forced out a man at second. Last night, Loretto beat Waterville 10-7, and Broughton beat Gaylord 7-3 last night in Class C action. Here's a foul tip at the plate by Campson. The count at 1-2 now. Earlier today, here in Faribault, it was Urbank defeating the Sartell Muskies 4-2. Urbank over Sartell 4-2. And over in Dundas, it was the Avon Lakers getting a walk-off hit in the bottom of the ninth inning. They beat Paramount 4-3. Pitch is a ball to Gavin Campson, and the count 2-2. Cold Spring Springers losing today. They're out of the tournament, losing to Anoka earlier today, so the Springers done for the year. 2-2. Krocek's pitch, and Campson a late swing. He got surprised by that, and he's out on strikes. Gavin was bouncing around at the plate, and I think he thought there was a curveball coming, and his stride caught him leaning into that pitch and just kind of an awkward swing. So one out, I'll bring Ashton Dingman to the plate. Ashton 1-for-2 today with a double. And the first pitch to Ashton is high and outside of ball, 1-0. A double and a run scored for Ms. Dingman. Here's the pitch. That's low for a ball. And the count at 2-0 now to Ashton Dingman. Peyton Winter waiting on deck. Balls, no strikes, one out. Here's the pitch from Krocek. Dingman will follow that one over my head. And a count, 2-2. 2-1 the count. Krocek works from the windup. The right-hander rocks and fires. And Dingman will take a strike called and 2-2. A little bit up in the strike zone. Some of the Rosa faithful up here not agreeing with that call by the home plate umpire. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Curveball. Strike 3 called and Ashton knew it. Yep, he started walking to the dugout immediately as that curveball just... pretty heartbreaking curveball catches you by surprise. That'll bring Peyton Winter to the plate. Peyton, 1-for-2, had an RBI single back in the second inning. Tried to bunt his way on in the fourth inning. Batting here in the sixth with 2 out, nobody on, and the first pitch to Peyton, a ball 1-0. Thanks for being with us on KASM 1150. You can also catch our signal 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM. Lots of people within like that 25 to 30 mile radius of KASM get 107.7 FM really good. That's the KASM FM. Or you can stream us mykasm.com. You got Alexa at home. Yeah, just tell Alexa, turn on KASM. You get us on that stream. Tune in radio. If you're listening, maybe it's today you're listening in Colorado or Canada. You can get us on that World Wide Web. 2-1. The count to Winter sends this a long way to left field. Back in the corner, back by the warning track and making the catch. Tommy Plechek, and that will do it for El Rosa in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 5.5. El Rosa 2, Montgomery nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Yeah. Johnny Krawcheck will lead it up here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Facing Peyton Van Beck, and Krawcheck swings and misses, and 0-1 the count. No balls, one strike. Krawcheck, Fleecheck, and Dawson Pint here in the sixth inning. There's strike two called, and 0-2 now to Krawcheck. Johnny so far today, 1-for-1. He walked in his first at bat, sharp single in his second at bat, takes high for a ball, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Update from Dundas, 11-1, top of third, Cold Spring Rockies, 11-1 over New York Mills, top of third. Followed to the backstop, the count, one ball, two strikes yet. 1-2. Peyton Van Beck kicks, delivers, and that pitch is inside. And the count at two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Two runs, five hits, no errors for El Rosa. As Krawcheck rips this down the third baseline, foul. Count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Krawcheck back into the box. Here's the pitch, curveball, ripped to third. Up with it is Winter. Cross the diamond, boy, Payton throws a strike, and one out. Going back to the fourth inning. Fourth inning ended with a ground ball to second. Three ground ball outs in the fifth, one here in the sixth. So that's five straight ground ball outs by Montgomery players. Peyton Van Beck, you think he's doing the job or what, keeping the ball down? Really good job. One out. Here's Tom Fleecheck to the plate. Tom 0-for-2 today. First pitch a ball, and now Fleecheck a fly ball to right field. Wiener heading towards the line. Derek makes the catch for the first or for the second out. Derek Wiener came a long way for that. Grabbed it for the out, and it'll bring Dawson Pint to the plate. Dawson 1-for-2 today, had a base hit in his last at bat. Two outs. Peyton Van Beck's pitch. Outside, they say a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Peyton Van Beck kicks and delivers. And here's a shot past Matt Schmitz into right field, a base hit, and Pint with his second hit of the day. So a two-out single will bring Aaron Dwyer to the plate. Dwyer is 1-for-2. Fifth hit off of Peyton Van Beck today. Aaron Dwyer had his base hit back in the second inning. He had a long fly ball to center field in the fourth. And a swing and a miss. Van Beck's fastball and the count 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Two outs, one on. Breaking ball inside. And the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Pint takes his lead over at first. He's got good speed. And a breaking ball that Dwyer swings through and misses. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Van Beck looks down to Blaine Fisher. That's the sign he wants. Here's the curveball. Just missing. And again, that home plate umpire got a little bit of a flinch to him. And the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 the count. With 2 outs. There's a swing and a miss. Dwyer out on strikes. That'll end the 6 for Montgomery. No runs, a hit, no errors, 1 left on. When 6 in our books, it's Arosa 2, Montgomery nothing. More baseball coming up here on KASM in 1.5. Matt Schmitz leads off the 7th for Arosa. Ground ball to Pint over at 2nd. He'll pick it up, throw it to 1st, and 4-3 on the put out of Matt Schmitz. So 1 quick out in the 7th for El Rosa. That'll bring Blaine Fisher, the catcher, to the plate. Blaine Fisher so far today, 1-for-2. Fisher had a base hit back in the 3rd inning. Inning where the Saints left the bases loaded. Had a golden opportunity to get a pile more runs in that 3rd inning. First pitch to Blaine, a strike, and 0-1. Fisher, late swing here, grounds to Pint at 2nd. His throw to 1st. They get the speedy Blaine Fisher by a step. 4-3 on the putout, and quickly 2 down for El Rosa. Bring Kevin Kiefler to the plate. Boy, Westerman, the catcher. Like I said, a young kid. He's probably a good 8 inches shorter than Kevin Kiefler. And Kevin's what, that 6'2", 6'3"? Yeah. Small young man. 2-0 El Rosa in the 7th. And the first pitch from Johnny Krocek to Kevin Kiefler's inside a ball, 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. Krocek's pitch, and Kiefler will follow this one back and out of play into the parking lot. I could see that big hop off the asphalt. And 1 ball, 1 strike. 1-1 the count. Krocek delivers. Kiefler ground ball to 1st. That is in foul ground. Fielded there by the first baseman, Ryan Iverson. Just another strike. 1 ball, 2 strikes, the count to Kiefler. One, two, ready on the mound, Krocek. His pitch, curveball to 3rd. 1 hop by the 3rd baseman. Cross the diamond, strong throw by Fleecek, and that'll do it. Kiefler out 5-3, and the Saints done in the 7th. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 6.5. El Rosa 2, Montgomery nothing. More baseball coming up in 1.5. All right, here we go. Bottom of the 7th inning. We get a pinch hitter for Dylan Westerman, the catcher, Nolan Redman, into the batter's box. And the first pitch from Peyton Van Beck is a strike to Redman. And 0-1 as Redman swings and misses strike 2. Redman, little bit bigger than the catcher, but he was way behind in that fastball from Peyton Van Beck as Van Beck just rears back and fires, and Redman takes strike 3 called, and he's caught looking. So 1 out. Westerman had laid down a sacrifice bunt. He had also struck out, and Redman strikes out here in the 7th. That'll bring Mike Fleecek to the plate. Mike so far today hit by a pitch. Bounced to 3rd and bounced to 2nd. So he is 0-for-2 today. And the first pitch to Fleecek from Peyton is a ball and 1-0. 1-0 the count. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike 1. 1-1. One ball, one strike, 1 out. Curveball. Beauty from Peyton Van Beck. Strike 2. Peyton Van Beck had a rocky start here in the ball game, but has settled down since. Pitch low and inside, and the count 2-2. Six men came to the plate in the first inning and left the bases loaded. He's able to work out of that jam. Curveball, strike three called, and Fleachek knew it. He is caught looking. Second strikeout of the inning for Peyton Van Beck. Five strikeouts in the game. And it'll bring the shortstop, Pat Lloyd, to the plate. Lloyd takes high for ball 1-0. Lloyd popped up to the catcher, grounded to second a couple times today. That top part of the order does not have a lot of hits for Montgomery this afternoon. As Lloyd swings and misses strike one. The first three hitters have failed to get hits off of Peyton Van Beck today, and that's been a big plus for Peyton. Curveball, another beauty. That freezes Lloyd at the plate in the count, 1-2. 1-2, it looks like Peyton's curveball is really starting to work for him. Fastball, swing and a miss. Out on strike, six in the game for Peyton Van Beck. 1-2-3, go Montgomery in the seventh. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. After seven, El Rosa 2, Montgomery nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KASM. To the eighth we go, and Faribault and Will Van Beck will lead off the eighth for El Rosa. 2-0 El Rosa leads, and Johnny Krocek's pitch is a ball to Will, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. It'll be Will Van Beck, Jackson Peter, Derek Wiener here in the eighth inning. Pitch low again, and 2-0. Both pitchers, starting pitchers, have gone the distance so far for their respective squads. Two and oh, there's a strike call to Will Van Beck, and 2-1. Coming up at about 4:30 this afternoon, it'll be Watkins, and they'll take on the Piers Lakers. That's at 4:30 today here on KASM Radio. Watkins, the Piers Lakers, as Will will foul this to the backstop, and the count at 2-2. 2-2. The El Rosa crowd, sea of orange. The Montgomery crowd, sea of green, almost like Halloweenish. 2-2, pitches high and tight to Will Van Beck in the count full, now 3-2. 3-2 the count. Last we heard from Dundas, it was 11-1, the Cold Spring Rockies leading New York Mills. Van Beck will foul this to the netting. The count stays 3-2. Rockies actually was 11-4, top of the fourth. That's the last we heard. 11-4, top of four over there. 3-2. Pitch to Van Beck, high and tight, and 4. Good at bat by Will. Worked himself a walk. To being down in that count, 1-2. That'll bring Jackson Peter to the plate. Jackson 1-for-2 today, had himself an RBI. Back in the fifth inning, scored the Saints' second run today. Now batting with the speedy Will Van Beck at first. Krocek's pitch low for a ball and 1-0. There is some activity in Montgomery's bullpen. It is their draftee, or one of their draftees, throwing down in that bullpen right now. I can't tell you who it is because they cut off the bottom of my lineup card. So the draftees are all cut off at the bottom of my lineup card. 1-1 to Jackson Peter. Will Van Beck, the base runner. Iverson holding him there. Krocek goes from the stretch, and here's a shot hit past the third baseman into left, and this will be an interesting call on the official score. He tried to field it to his side, and it took a big hop over his shoulder and glove. Now, will Jackson Peter get a hit out of it? Nope. They're going to give it to the third baseman in E8, or E5, excuse me, it should be. Error on the third baseman. That was scorched by Jackson Peter. Will Van Beck goes to second, and that's going to be it. We're going to get a pitching change here in Faribault. With El Rosa leading 2-0, 2 on, nobody out. We'll be back in a minute. Alex Waterman is now pitching for Montgomery. He's from Prior Lake. So Alex Waterman will go in the Johnny Krocek spot. He is a draftee from Prior Lake. So a right-hander, Alex Waterman, coming in with 2 on, nobody out, facing Derek Wiener. And Derek Wiener so far today, 0 for 3. Waterman kicks, delivers, and Wiener will take inside a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count to Waterman, or to Wiener, excuse me. Van Beck out at second. And this is fouled at the plate by Derek Wiener in the count, 1-1. Derek's been frustrated on a few of his swings today. Just missing him. Just little foul tips. And the count at 1-1. 1-1. Waterman's pitch. Swing and a miss by Wiener. And strike two. It lists the college of the University of Minnesota Duluth that he attended. 1-2 the count to Derek Wiener. Kick the pitch. Curveball high and 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runners there leads at first and second. Gavin Campson on deck. And Wiener fouls this. Actually, he missed it completely. It goes to the backstop. It's going to allow all the base runners to move up. And I mentioned the backstop because when it goes to the backstop, you better run. Now we're going to get a pinch runner for Derek Wiener, too. Are they saying that he did foul it off? They are calling him out. They are calling him out, but the runners move up to second and third because it went off of the glove. So there is one out. Okay. That's an interesting call there. Have to get a ruling on that. They call interference. So 0-1 as Campson fouls it back and out of play, and 0-2. Haven't figured that last play out entirely as he swung and missed for strike three. Well, I guess, yeah, the runners were at first and second, so the bases were occupied, but they could move. That was the deal, right? Bases were occupied. Here's a swing and a miss by Campson. He's out on strikes. So Waterman comes in, and he gets back-to-back strikeouts of Derek Wiener and Gavin Campson, 2 outs, and it'll bring Ashton Dingman to the plate. And Ashton Dingman so far today, 1 for 3. The pitch from Waterman is a strike called, and 0-1. The ball's 1 strike. 2 outs, 2 on. Will Van Beck over at third. Second base, Jackson Peter. Here's the pitch by Waterman. Strike on the outside corner, and 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. The big right-hander rubs that baseball down a little bit. And from the stretch, he kicks and delivers 0-2. Outside, a ball and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Runners their leads. The 1-2. Dingman will follow that to the backstop. And the count stays one ball, two strikes. 1-2. The Montgomery Mallards drafting Waterman out of Prior Lake. The right-hander ready, kicks and delivers. That's high. That gets by the catcher. It rolls to the backstop. It'll score Will Van Beck. And a huge third run for the El Rosa Saints on the wild pitch. That was over the catcher's head. He just got a little bit of a glove on it. But wild pitch scores Will Van Beck, and it's now 3-0 El Rosa here in the top of the eighth. Jackson Peter will go to second on that wild pitch. And the pitch, a curveball Dingman caught looking. That'll end it as Waterman comes in and strikes out the side. But the Saints find a run in the eighth, scoring one run. No hits. There was one error and one left on base. 7.5 innings. It's El Rosa 3, Montgomery nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute. Bottom of the eighth inning. And Peyton Van Beck ready to go to work against Cole Pint, Ryan Iverson, and Johnny Krocek. What's Cole Pint done today? 0-2 as he fouls the first pitch from Peyton Van Beck, backing out of play. And 0-1. He walked back in the third. Well, it's one strike. 3-0 El Rosa. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Saints. No runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Montgomery. Here's Pint. Backhand by Peter. It's short. Throw to first, and Pint is safe on an infield single. Wow. That's a great play by Jackson Peter on the ground ball deep in the hole. Threw across the diamond, and Pint with good speed beating it out. He's the number 3 hitter. Gets the Mallards' sixth hit of the day. That'll bring Ryan Iverson, the first baseman, to the plate. Iverson, the cleanup hitter. Van Beck, pitch to Iverson. Boy, right at the knees, he didn't get the call, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Van Beck looks over to first, comes home. There's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Peyton Van Beck gets that baseball back, wants to work. Curveball lifted in the air to center field. Kevin Kiefler, lots of ground to work with. He's camped under it, makes the catch for the first out. He came with her ball, and Iverson got underneath it and just lofted it. Just a lazy fly ball to center field. One out with base runner at first, and it'll bring Johnny Krocek to the plate. Johnny stays in the game as a designated hitter. Designated that hitter. Alex Waterman into pitch. He's a draftee, so Krocek keeps hitting. Pitch to Krocek is a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pint the base runner over at first. Dingman will hold him there. The young kids from El Rosa holding a lead here in the inning. Slowly hit to short. Here's Peter up with it. Throws to Dingman, and they get Krocek on to second. Goes Pint, just a little bleeder of a ground ball in the infield. Fielded by Jackson Peter, though, and they get it out. Second out. 6-3 on the putout of Krocek. That'll bring Tom Plicek to the plate with one on and two outs. Plicek 0-3 today. Peyton Van Beck's fastball right at the belt, strike one. The ball, it's one strike, two outs. Van Beck ready, looks back to second and comes home. Curveball grounded, pass Van Beck up the middle. That finds its way through. It's going to score Pint. And the Montgomery Mallards on the scoreboard as that one just had eyes. Got by Van Beck on the mound, got by Schmitz, and it's 3-1. So Fleechick with an RBI single. Gonna bring Dawson Pint to the plate. Dawson is 2-for-3. 2-for-3 on the day. With two outs, the pitch to Pint. Ground ball to short. Jackson Peter has it across the diamond. 6-3 on a putout. And that'll do it for the Mallards in the eighth. They come up with one run on two hits. No errors, one left on base. Eight in the books, folks. 3-1. Al Rosa with the lead over Montgomery. We're back in 1 minute. Right-hander Alex Waterman, the draftee from Prior Lake, out taking his warm-up tosses, and he's set to face the Al Rosa Saints here in the top of the ninth inning. Peyton Winter, Matt Schmitz, and Blaine Fisher. They are the scheduled hitters. A 3-1 Al Rosa lead here in the ninth. Winter so far today, an RBI single back in the second. Attempted a bunt in the fourth, was thrown out, and a fly ball to left field. In the sixth, batting here in the ninth, the first pitch to Peyton, a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Here's Winter blooping this one to short, back on the grass and making the catch. It's shortstop Pat Lloyd. One out. And up to the plate, it'll be Matt Schmitz. Matt's so far today, 0-for-3. Out of the number eight spot, but he's sure been active over at second base. Lots of balls hit that way to Matt today. There's a strike called, an 0-1. The ball's one strike. On the mound, the right-hander delivers, and Schmidt sends that a long way to center field, but into a breeze, and making the catch is Dwyer out in deep center field for the second out. So he hit it good. Matt's going to come back and say that was just a long out, but, you know, he made great contact. And coming up to the plate now, Blaine Fisher. Winner of this ball game will play next Saturday at 11 o'clock over in Dundas. They get the New Ulm Brewers next Saturday at 11. And Fisher swings at the first pitch and misses strike one. 0-1 the count. Ready on the mound. They kick the pitch, and this is foul to the backstop by Fisher, and 0-2. Alex Waterman pitching with two outs. Nobody on here for Al Rosa in the ninth. Watkins coming up next here on KASM. You bet. Watkins, they'll be playing the Piers Lakers. Piers Lakers. The count 0-2 to Fisher. Here's the fastball that misses outside. And the count at one ball, two strikes. 1-2. Ready on the mound. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Fisher's out on strikes. That'll end the ninth inning for the Al Rosa Saints. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 8.5, 3-1. Al Rosa with the lead. We'll be back in a minute here on KSM. Peyton Van Beck gets the ball here in the bottom of the ninth inning and going to work on a pinch hitter for Montgomery. Number 13, Derek Christensen. Derek Christensen batting for Aaron Dwyer. 1-1 the count to Christensen. Pitches high and tight. And the count, two balls, one strike. 2-1 the count. And there's a strike called, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Saints looking for that first run here, or first out here in the ninth inning, as Christensen fouls this one off over by his first base dugout. The count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Peyton Van Beck kicks, delivers, and Christensen another foul back and out of play. The count stays 2-2. Van Beck so far today has struck out six. Hit one man. That was the very first man he faced. And walked one today. There's a curveball. Right back to Peyton on the mound. He's going to step, throw. Got the out. One out. 1-3 on the putout. One out for the Montgomery Mallards. We'll get another pinch hitter here in the ninth inning. For Montgomery, that is number 22, Tyler Bednar. Bednar comes to the plate, batting for the catcher, Westerman, who was already hit for one time. So Westerman would be out of the ballgame as Bednar swings and misses strike one. He's the number 9 spot. Fastball just missing down by the knees, and one ball, one strike. Pierce Lakers and Watkins, they're coming up next here on KASM. About 4:30, there's a strike on the inside corner to Bednar. And the count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch by Van Beck. That curveball just hooking around the plate. He doesn't get the call from the home plate umpire. And the count, two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Mostly sunshine here this afternoon in Faribault. 3-1. It's Faribault with the lead. 3 runs, 5 hits, and no errors for El Rosa as Bednar takes inside a ball, and now the count full at 3-2. And for Montgomery, 1 run, 7 hits, and 3 errors today. The count full, 3-2. Van Beck's pitch to Bednar. He pops this one up over by first base. Dingman giving chase by the dugout, and it just goes out of play. The count still full at 3-2 with one out. Winner gets New Ulm next Saturday in Dundas. Here's Van Beck. The kick, the pitch, and that's going to hit him. Peyton Van Beck hits the pinch hitter Bednar, and it'll put the tying run at the plate now. So Peyton hits the second man of the game, and we'll get Mike Fleechick. So we'll get a pinch runner, too, for Bednar, as he is replaced by Mike Barnett. Or make it Jack Barnett. All right, Fleechick at the plate. And the pitch gets away from Fisher. And on to second goes Barnett. 1-0. The count to Fleechick. Batting with the base runner at second and one out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Peyton Van Beck, his pitch inside a ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. 3-1, El Rosa leading, bottom of the ninth. He got the first out of the inning. Van Beck looks back to second, comes home. Here's a shot to second. One hopper to Jackson. He'll throw across the diamond. 6-3 in the put out and two outs. Two outs here in the ninth. And it'll leave it up to Pat Lloyd, the shortstop. Now A.J. Hadley out to have a word with his left-hander. He's going to bring the whole infield in. With two outs, the one base runner. I don't know if there's a scouting report, on Pat Lloyd. So far today, Pat's 0 for 4 against Peyton Van Beck. I think that'd be a pretty good scouting report to let Peyton go at him here. With two outs and one on, Lloyd represents the tying run at home plate. Van Beck ready on the mound. His pitch and a fastball right down the middle. Strike one. 0-1 the count. A.J. Hadley, Ethan Vogt, they're just standing right next to each other. The left-hand pitches, and Lloyd takes it and fouls it back and out of play. And the count at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs and one on. Drama in the bottom of the ninth. 3-1, El Rosa with the lead. Van Beck comes to the set, and he comes home, and the pitch is high for a ball and 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Van Beck got a new baseball back. Peyton ready. He'll work from the stretch again. One glance back to second. Curveball. And Lloyd will drill this one foul down the third baseline on that breaking ball. Out stays 1-2. A ball and two strikes. And Beck sets. And the left-hander comes home. Fastball. Lloyd keeps battling. He falls it to the backstop. Now they're going to call interference on the catcher. As I believe Blaine Fisher's glove got in the way of Lloyd's swing. So he's awarded first base. Oh, boy. And we get the number three hitter in Cole Pint. Pint with a base hit in his last at bat and grounds to short. Jackson up with it, flips to second. One pitch and it's all done. El Rosa has defeated Montgomery here today by a score of 3-1 for Montgomery in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on base. 3-1 the final. El Rosa over Montgomery. They move on in the tournament. We will take a two-minute timeout and come back and recap this one for you here on KASM. Our game's gone final today with El Rosa defeating Montgomery by a score of 3-1. Three runs, five hits, no errors for El Rosa. They left six on base, one run, seven hits, three errors for Montgomery. They left 11 on base. The win goes to Peyton Van Beck, striking out six today, hitting two, walking one. Just a great complete game performance by Van Beck. The loss will go to Johnny Krocek. As he ends up going seven innings today, giving way to his relief pitcher, Alex Waterman, in the eighth. So this game complete here. El Rosa will move on, and they will take on, well, why don't we do this? We'll be back in 4 minutes, and we'll let you know who El Rosa plays next in 4 minutes. Randy Rothstein with you. Our game's gone final today as the El Rosa Saints defeat the Montgomery Mallards 3-1. Again, those line scores today for El Rosa, the three runs in the ball game, just five hits. They did not commit an error, though, and they left six on base. And for Montgomery, one run, seven hits, three errors. And those three errors did cost them at some point, and they left 11 men on base. The win, Peyton Van Beck. The loss will be Johnny Krocek. What's El Rosa up to now in this state tournament? Well, they won't play until next Saturday, a week from today at 11 o'clock over in Dundas. They'll get the New Ulm Brewers, who were number one seed out of Region 2A. They'll play New Ulm next Saturday. We'll have that game for you here on KASM Radio. Some other scores this afternoon, the Cold Spring Rockies. They are rocking and rolling over in Dundas, 17-4, top of the sixth. That's the last I heard. The Rockies were winning there, 17-4, top of six. So Kirby will pop over here once that game is done, and we'll cover the Watkins and Pierce Lakers game. Other ball games today, or last night, Loretto beat Waterville 7-10, and it was 10-7. It was Brownton over Gaylord 7-3 last night. Today, the Avon Lakers come from behind, win over Fairmont 4-3. Urbank, they defeat Sartell 4-2. And it was El Rosa 3-1 over Montgomery here this afternoon. So games have been good. Games have been good so far, folks, and I expect that Watkins and Piers Laker game to be good as well. We're going to let Scott do some things back at our studios in Albany. And Scott, we'll plan on rejoining you in about a half an hour, to 35 minutes from Faribault as we bring you Watkins and the Piers Lakers this afternoon. We'll be back after that. I want to mention our sponsors here bringing us El Rosa Baseball today. Those fine folks over at El Rosa Lumber Company, Dairyland Supply, in Sox Center, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Central Minnesota Realty, the Greenwell Pub, BNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Lake Henry Implement, Kensington Bank, Columbia Gear, Kensington Insurance, Rambo, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Albany Chrysler Center, Erkins Water in Cold Spring, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Pep's Pork in Rolled Spring Hill, and Stony Creek Dairy. All right, Scott, it's going to be yours for the next 35 to 40 minutes, and we will rejoin you for Watkins and the Piers Lakers at that time. Have a good afternoon. 3-1, El Rosa with the victory.